أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, Islam, and being the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the many, many virtues and blessings that we enjoy on account of being in this Ummah is being blessed with the best of all months, the great month of Ramadan, that is literally on our doorsteps. If the moon is sighted tonight, would mean that tonight the first Taraweeh, tomorrow the first fast, Rosa, and if not, then tomorrow night, Saturday night, the first Taraweeh, and Sunday the first fast, inshallah. So what a great opportunity, what a great moment, what a great month we are about to witness. Allah Ta'ala had blessed the Ummah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam via the means of this month, many specialities that the Ummahs before us did not enjoy. The smell from the mouth of a fasting person to Allah Ta'ala is more fragrant than the beautiful fragrance of musk. All the creation of Allah, even the bird, the fish in the waters of oceans, rivers and lakes, continuously makes dua for a person as long as a person is in a state of fasting. So while fasting, think about the fact that the creation of Allah Ta'ala around us are making dua. Jannah is decorated on an annual basis, especially for the coming of Ramadan. On the very first night of Ramadan, a beautiful wind blows in Jannah, and such melodious sounds from the leaves, the handles of the doors of Jannah, that even the hoors in Jannah are perplexed that what is the special occasion. They are told it is the month of Ramadan that has come. On the first night of Ramadan, the doors of Jannah are flung wide open for people to guarantee that beautiful eternal abode. The doors of Jahannam are shut in order for people to gain eternal asylum and protection from it. The shayateen that normally mislead and deviate people are chained up and tied up so as to give the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best opportunity. On the last night of Ramadan, every single sin of a person's past life is completely forgiven on account of exerting in the month of Ramadan. The most special action of Ramadan, which is one of the five pillars of Islam, fasting, that is such a beneficial, such a virtuous form of ibadah, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih, exclusively for me. In other forms of ibadah and worship, there is an apparent, a tangible manifestation. A person performing salah can be seen performing salah. A person who is on hajj can be seen as such. A person giving zakah can be seen as discharging. And great opportunity in this month of Ramadan that we pay the farad zakat on our wealth. It is a cleansing, a purification, and the best time Ramadan. Because in this month, good deeds are multiplied manifold. Those actions which are normally nafal, compulsory, sunnah, are elevated in reward to the status of a farad. And one farad in the month of Ramadan's reward is multiplied 70 times. So make the effort that zakah is a cleansing of wealth. It is a means of blessing in the remainder of wealth. a means of beneficial rains and protection generally from calamities. So this month of Ramadan, fasting is such an action that it has no physical manifestation. A person fasting, there is no sign that one can see a person is doing this ibadah of Allah. So it is exclusively, purely, only for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, therefore I will personally reward for it. That the reward of it is so much, so abundant, so limitless, that none but Allah Ta'ala Himself will be able to give its reward. Another variation has it that fasting is exclusively for me, and I myself become the reward for the fasting person. That is Allah's closeness, Allah's muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala's love, and that is the whole purpose of our existence, is guaranteed to that person, who only and solely for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala leaves food, drink, those things which are normally halal, purely to gain the happiness, the love and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. One narration has it so beautiful. There are seven types of actions. Two are compulsory and make binding. Two are such that one is equivalent to one. Number five, one is multiplied by 10. Number six, one is multiplied by 700. And one type of the action, the last of the seven, is such that Allah alone and none but Allah Ta'ala alone knows its reward. Two which make binding, compulsory. A person who meets Allah, never ascribing a partner to Allah, abstaining completely from shirk, is guaranteed Jannah. Number two, that person who has committed shirk, partnership with Allah, will never ever enter Jannah. A reward, one for one. A person intends, makes a niyyah to do a good deed, but was not able to put it to practice, will get a reward even for that intention. Number four, a person commits a sin. Only one sin is written against a person's name, and not more than that. A good deed that is performed is multiplied 10 times. Number six, a good deed sometimes multiplied up to 700 times. A person who is in the path of Allah and spends for the sake of Allah, that reward is multiplied 700 times. And that deed, whose reward is known to none but Allah, and only Allah will reward, is fasting. So one occasion, Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, very dear and beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, on the last day of Sha'ban, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, so on the one hand, fasting, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan in a state of iman, purely and solely only for Allah's pleasure, and full hope in the rewards promised by Allah Ta'ala, is forgiven every single sin of the past life. A similar reward for the person who stands up in Taraweeh Salah with only for Allah's pleasure, and full yaqeen and conviction in the promised rewards of Allah Ta'ala, every single sin of the past life is completely forgiven. So the Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu says, on the last day of Sha'ban, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us saying, that, O people, a great month full of blessings. In this month, the rizq of a mu'min is multiplied and increased. A month of great mercy. Another hadith says, a month of great mercy and forgiveness has dawned upon you. Du'as are most readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala during fast, at the time of iftar, throughout the nights of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala sees your competing to outdo one another in good deeds. So show Allah Ta'ala goodness and righteousness. Show Allah Ta'ala as much goodness from your side as possible. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a month of immense blessings of forgiveness has dawned upon you. That person who gives another something to eat or drink at the time of iftar, every single sin of the past life is forgiven. The rewards of the person who had fasted and you had fed will also be transferred to your account, not diminishing his rewards. And Allah Ta'ala emancipates and frees such a person from the fire of Jahannam. Further advice is given that the one who lightens the burden of a laborer in the month of Ramadan, Allah forgives that person's sins, emancipates from Jahannam. Four things we are encouraged to do abundantly in the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, two are such that it is only to your benefit, and two are such that you have no choice but to ask for it. The first two to recite abundantly, La ilaha illallah, as well as abundant istighfar, month of Ramadan, ample opportunities of forgiveness. That is why one occasion, Hazrat Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar, and on each of the three steps said, Ameen. We were perplexed and said, never have we seen you doing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam has come to me now and uttered three curses, and I said Ameen to them. So try and contextualize the situation. Best of angels, carrier of wahi and revelation, making the curse, and rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying Ameen to it. Ba'uda man adraka ramadana falam yughfar lah. The first of the three, may that person be distanced from Allah Ta'ala's mercies who finds the opportune moment of Ramadan and yet is not forgiven. Number two, woe be to that person and distance from the mercies of Allah in whose presence your name is taken, and that person cannot even say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And third, may that person be distanced from the mercies of Allah who finds one or both of one's parents alive in one's presence in old age, and by serving them does not gain Jannah. May that person be distanced from the mercies of Allah. And to that I said, Ameen. So abundant La ilaha illallah, abundant istighfar, tilawat of Quran Sharif. Let us try and read from the book, The Virtues of Ramadan, Fadail Ramadan, found within the Fadail Amal, from page 12 onwards. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria, rahimahullah, has mentioned the conduct and the manner of our pious predecessors, how they valued every precious minute, every precious second of Ramadan will not be wasted in any way whatsoever. Abundant tilawat of Quran Sharif, dua, dhikrullah, especially istighfar and tawbah. And two things, we have no choice but to resort to it abundantly, to beg Allah Ta'ala for Jannah and seek Allah Ta'ala's protection from the fire of Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, with the grace and tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala alone, and only His ni'mah, alhamdulillah, has blessed our community with many huffaz. The list of the various venues are there. We try and read our Isha Salah in the masjid in the month of Ramadan. And the various venues, let us remember, as far as the Taraweeh, two important acts. One is to perform the 20 rakat Sunnah Taraweeh every night, and also to participate in the Khatam of Quran Sharif. So ensure that we follow the Taraweeh in not depriving ourselves of the Khatam of Quran Sharif. Also, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, many programs that take place in the masjid after the Fajr, Tafsir and Ta'lim, after Dhuhr and Hadith, after the Asr, Virtues of Ramadan, before the Isha, lessons from Quran Sharif that will be recited in Taraweeh, and after the Taraweeh Salah, a short seerah program regarding our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us inshallah take the maximum benefit of this great chance, this great opportunity of Ramadan. Let it be that when Ramadan complete Eid, the morning of Eid, we are amongst those whom Allah Ta'ala announces and the angels announce to that you have been every sin of the past life. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Also humble appeal once again that we spend as generously as possible month of Ramadan, especially the various collections that will take place. As said, good deeds are multiplied many, many fold in the month of Ramadan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would peak in his generosity in the month of Ramadan. But even today we have this opportunity. Contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala, so that any good that will take place, inshallah, in the house of Allah Ta'ala, we will have a share in that. So let us, inshallah, open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا والله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك وهو شهر رمضان وهو شهر يغشاكم الله وينزل فيه الرحمة ويستجيب فيه الدعاء فلنكثر من الاستفادة من أهم عبادة رمضان وهو الصيام وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به وفي رواية وأنا أجزى به وهو شهر تلاوة القرآن الكريم فإن الله أنزل القرآن العظيم قال الله عز وجل شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم فلنهتم في هذا الشهر العظيم بالصيام وكثرة تلاوة القرآن الكريم والذكر والاستغفار وشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وطلب الجنة والاستعاذة من النار والإطعام وغيرها من والإنفاق في سبيل الله أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدق عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير وبرما والسودان وتركستان وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل fill in the gaps in the صفوف in front of us once we end the صف stand as close as possible ensure that the heels are in a straight line and lock our shoulders so that when salah commences there are no gaps between our shoulders whatsoever one of the means of unity in the ummah protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in straight lines in salah
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدلوا تقاربوا تراصوا الله أكبر سبحان الله الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصل اللهم على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله on Sunday after Dhuhr Salah advices will be given relating specifically to fasting the history, the various virtues, the haqiqah, the reality, the objective, and the benefits of fast, inshallah.